This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Originally intended to help ag employers, then change to charge those employers for a farm-crushing 3 years back overtime pay, has now done another reversal. Senate Bill 5172 that phases in overtime pay over the next 3 years and shields ag employers from retroactive overtime lawsuits passed last week and now moves on to the House. The Washington Policy Center's Initiative on Ag Director, Pam Lewison, says it's a relief.
I think it surprised everybody in the best way possible. It's like when you beg your parents for that puppy at Christmas and suddenly you get it. Yeah. You know, maybe it's not the Labrador you wanted. You got the poodle instead, but it's still a puppy.
Lewison says moving to the House could be a good thing.
I think the key thing about the bill that passed is that it keeps the hope of perfecting it alive. And that's sort of the message I've been trying to put out there. Is
passage of the bill, Lewison says, gives us more time.
It gives us a chance to go back and keep working on it instead of leaving our fate to an innumerable number of lawsuits. So this gives us a hand in the decision making and sort of helps us steer our own fate a little bit.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this ag overtime legislation and what we can all do to help the cause.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.